KTSA Newsflash.
Friends, family, and leaders from around the world gathered at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. to honor the life of former President George H.W. Bush at a state funeral. Former President George W. Bush said his dad's optimism helped his children believe anything was possible.
As he aged, he taught us how to grow with dignity, humor, and kindness. And when the good Lord finally called, how to meet him with courage and with the joy of the promise of what lies ahead.
Former Senator Alan Simpson also remembered his friend, former President George H.W. Bush.
He was a class act. From birth to death, he housed the strong sinews in mind and body gained from that extraordinary mother. We compared our mothers as velvet hammers.
Former Canadian Prime Minister Brian Mulroney praised the late president in his eulogy.
I believe it will be said that no occupant of the Oval Office was more courageous, more principled, and more honorable than George Herbert Walker Bush.
There'll be more pomp and ritual at the military base where former President George H.W. Bush's casket will depart for burial here in Texas.
A departure ceremony is set to happen here at Joint Base Andrews after the state funeral at the Washington National Cathedral. More military honors are expected here. Then the casket of former President George H.W. Bush will be loaded onto a plane and flown back to Houston. Phil Yakubuski, ABC News at Joint Base Andrews.
In other news, the rush of migrants seeking entry into the U.S. through Mexico, the so-called caravans, have prompted the Pentagon to modify its mission. ABC's Jim Ryan says some of the 5,800 active-duty troops deployed to the southern border will stay through the end of January.
The deployment, initially called Operation Faithful Patriot, later termed simply Support of the Department of Homeland Security, was to end on December 15th. But after thousands of migrants began arriving at the border checkpoint at San Diego, Defense Secretary James Mattis has decided to extend some of his personnel until January 31st, or to rotate in some fresh troops.
TxDOT is asking the public for feedback on a planned West Side project to improve traffic flow in San Antonio. The $420 million proposal would expand U.S. 90 at FM 211 from a four-lane divided roadway into a six-lane freeway, make the feeder roads one-way, and improve the interchange. Construction is expected to get started in 2022. The San Antonio Zoo will have a new parking garage by next summer. The zoo made the announcement yesterday. Construction started this month on the garage, which will have more than 600 spaces. The extra parking will make it easier for people to get to the zoo, Alamo Stadium, and Brackenridge Park. Some utility work in New Braunfels means drivers will have to take some detours.
New Braunfels Utilities is letting drivers know about the work that's expected to close down a section of Hunter Road for the next couple of days. The work is being done between FM 306 and Old FM 306. That section of road is going to be closed from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. today and tomorrow. Now, there's detour signs set up to help you get around the equipment and crews that will be in the area. And if you have questions about the project, you can call the NBU Water Operations Department. Don Morgan, KTSA News.
KTSA Money News.
The New York Stock Exchange is closed today as the nation mourns the loss of former President George H.W. Bush. It's a tradition for markets to close on national days of mourning. And the Justice Department will try to convince a federal court this week that the AT&T merger with Time Warner is bad for consumers.
The Justice Department's antitrust division will argue to the U.S. Court of Appeals on Thursday that a lower court was wrong to allow AT&T to buy Time Warner for $85 billion 6 months ago. A federal judge at the time rejected the government's case that the deal would lead to higher prices for pay TV viewers. The feds will argue that everything they warned about the communications merger has come to pass, including higher prices, reduced choice for consumers, and a programming blackout. The court is expected to rule by the end of February. Lisa Carter, NBC News Radio.
KTSA AccuWeather.
This afternoon, times of clouds and sun, the high 57. Cloudy tonight and a low at 50. Tomorrow, cloudy with some showers in the afternoon, the high 65. Cloudy with periods of rain on Friday morning. Watch out for a couple of severe thunderstorms for the afternoon. That could bring some downpours, damaging wind, even an isolated tornado. The high on Friday at 62. I'm Steve Williams with your KTSA Stevens Roofing AccuWeather Forecast.
I'm Dennis Foley. Get news around the clock on 550 KTSA and FM 107.1. Get news anytime online at KTSA.com.